Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, and welcome to Smoke News Radio, episode 94. Today, with your host, Jason Brodsky, we're going to theeastafrican.co.ke. Rwanda legalizes medical use of cannabis by Angie Eliza. The consumption of cannabis products for recreational purposes remains illegal in Rwanda. The country maintains harsh penalties for illegal production, distribution, and consumption of cannabis. Rwanda has passed a new order that legalizes medical use of cannabis, also known as marijuana. As the country moves closer to mass production, the export of the multi-billion dollar cash crop, the consumption of cannabis products for recreational purposes remains illegal in Rwanda. The country maintains harsh penalties. The new ministerial order governing cannabis and its products in Rwanda, gazetted on Monday, lists guidelines for growing, processing, exporting, and medical use of marijuana. Under the signature of the Minister of Health, Daniel Nyijinyi, and the Minister of Justice, Johnston Businyi, the new law clarifies that recreational use of marijuana remains illegal and punishable by law. The new Ministerial Order number 003 MOH 2021 of 25-06-21 relating to the cannabis and cannabis products stipulates that any investor or person who is committed to perform any activity of cultivation, processing, importation, export, and use of cannabis and cannabis products for medicinal or research purposes is eligible to do so. The law lists 8 available licenses and activities allowed under each license, which will be valid for 5 years. Article 18 of the order states that the competent authority suspends a license if the license holder does not comply with the provisions of the order and those of relevant laws or regulations. Aspiring investors are required to establish high-level security to their establishments, such as double-layered fencing, ensuring patrol control in between the 2 layers of the fence, hiring a licensed private security service company to secure the facility 24 hours a day, and security lighting, video surveillance cameras, watchtowers, an intrusion detection system, a communication control room, bright signage, among others. Not adhering to the guidelines will result in an administrative fine of not less than RF1 million Rwandan and not more than RF50 million Rwandan, about $1,000 to $50,000 US. If the offense is repeated, the fine payable is doubled. According to the Rwanda Development Board, the government of Rwanda expects the sector to generate significant export revenues and employment opportunities in high-value agriculture and agro-processing. The order comes after the passing of the National Pharmaceutical Product Pricing and Containment Policy in October 2020. Rwanda is a signatory to all relevant UN conventions relating to narcotics. Rwanda joins African countries like Lesotho, Morocco, Uganda, and Zimbabwe that have legalized medical use of marijuana. The production of cannabis in Rwanda will be done in adherence to the law governing narcotic drugs, psychotropic substances, and precursors. The law still categorizes cannabis under illegal narcotics. The law governing narcotic drugs, psychotropic substances, and precursors imposes fines between Rwandan RF 500,000, 500 American, and RF 5,000, and prison terms of between 3 to 5 years for anyone found illegally using marijuana in Rwanda.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter.
To start your show now, press 1.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Thank you. Next on Smoke News Radio, with your host Jason Brodsky, we've got from SowhattanLive.co.za, Strawberry Farm celebrates SA's South Africa's first commercial Daga export, and it's high quality. Bobby Jordan. We believe that we have taken a giant step in the answering the call of the president, who in his 2020 State of the Nation address called for the development of the local industry in line with global trends, Zettler said. According to the company's website, the Zettler family has been farming in the Steschenbach district for 4 generations. They have repurposed some of their greenhouses at their Winelands facility to accommodate cannabis in accordance with conditions prescribed by the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. In their statements, the company said, in addition to producing cannabis, it was also positioning itself to help other licensed cultivars to access the global market. Navigating the highly regulated global cannabis market can be challenging for small producers, and Fellbridge is bridging this gap by providing licensed cultivars with genetically superior cannabis and hemp genetics in the form required. Whether seeds, rooted clones, or in vitro tissue, which meets the quality and regulatory demands of its customers. The special focus will be on emerging farmers with the requisite skills, licensing, and infrastructure to cultivate high-quality medical cannabis flower for export to our existing customers, as well as establishing new markets for products, Zettler said. To this end, Fellbridge could draw on key relationships with international companies and local institutions, he added. Next on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky, we've got from the LCSun-News.com, New Mexico discusses cannabis industry rules as possession becomes legal. Santa Fe. It's legal for people in New Mexico to possess recreational marijuana and grow those plants at home as of Tuesday. The same day regulators opened discussions on rules for the launch of pot sales next year. The milestone was celebrated by cannabis consumers and advocates for criminal justice reform who say poor and minority communities have been prosecuted disproportionately for using marijuana. Now, the scent of marijuana no longer is an adequate cause for searching vehicles and property in New Mexico. Recreational marijuana is now legal in 16 states and Washington, D.C., with Connecticut and Virginia set to join the list Thursday. New Mexico joins a wave of states that have broadly legalized pot, though the legislative process rather than by voter-approved ballot initiative that has allowed for innovations such as marijuana microbusiness license that will allow up to 200 pot plants at seed-to-sale cannabis operations. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham heralded the day as a huge step forward both for social justice and economic development in our state. After legalizing efforts repeatedly faltered in the Democratic-led legislature, Lujan Grisham called a special legislative session in March to tackle cannabis reforms and signed the law in April. We are proactively stopping the disproportionate criminalization of people of color for cannabis possession, and we are building a new industry, goes Lujan Grisham in a news release. The new law allows people 21 and over to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana. By April 2022, individuals will be allowed to grow up to 6 plants at home, or a total of 12 per household. The regulators held an all-day public hearing to vet proposed rules for cannabis businesses to determine future licensing fees, quality controls, audit requirements, and the extent of criminal background checks for producers. The rules they are considering would allow more marijuana crops per business, nearly 3 times the 1,750 plant limit for medical cannabis growers. Enrollment in the medical marijuana program has surged past 100,000 people in a state of 2.1 million residents, medical users at the Minerva Cannabis Dispensary in Santa Fe welcomed the changes that took effect Tuesday, including the elimination of taxes on personal supplies of medical cannabis. Aurora Bleck of Santa Fe, a 70-year-old retired administrator, uses marijuana to treat nerve pain associated with her multiple sclerosis. She says the changes are likely to ease the financial strain of buying cannabis. "I'm on a budget," Bleck says. "It's gonna help me because I can have 6 plants instead of 4. In the past, I've grown a lot." Recreational marijuana sales plan to start by April 1st, 2022 will include a 12% excise tax in addition to sales taxes ranging from about 5% to 9%. The governor and lawmakers are eager to foster a new source of revenue that can help wean a heavy dependence on the state's oil industry. Medical stores can't sell recreational cannabis yet, but are looking to expand showrooms for non-medical users. John Mondragon, 56, of Santa Fe, ordered a cannabis-infused lemonade, and it helps relieve his post-traumatic stress. As an example, "I'm happy they passed it," he said, at the law legalizing recreational marijuana. "There's so many people out here with unrecognized anxiety. As they use it, it will help." At Tuesday's regulatory hearing, officials with the state's newly founded Cannabis Control Division listened to stark warnings about overuse of agricultural water supplies and dangers of overregulation. "A lot of these regulations will only perpetuate the illicit market," said Christina Caffrey, chief legal officer for Ultra Health, a leading producer and distributor of medical cannabis. "Do they allow legal entrants to effectively compete?" Thank you. Next on Smoke News Radio, from poppsy.com, I'm not going to go through what all the 12 things are, but do you know about the Delta 8 THC is becoming an increasingly popular cannabinoid to use in vape parts? This industry in particular is bringing out so many different companies, products, and technological innovations. If you keep up with the latest marijuana and hemp-related news, then you know that Delta 8 is all the craze. It's federally legal, get your eye, and can be relaxing. Delta 8 THC, or Delta 8 tetrahydrocannabinol, is similar to Delta 9 THC. However, Delta 9 is far more potent, illegal on a federal level, and can induce paranoia and anxiety. With Delta 8, you can have the high with a very small risk of any paranoia, anxiety, and can use it in most states. The Delta 8 THC carts frequently ask questions. Is Delta 8 THC legal? Delta 8 THC is legal on a federal level thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill. This bill made the distinction between hemp and marijuana plants and allowed the cultivation and sale of hemp and any hemp-derived products. If a product is hemp-derived, it must have less than 0.3% Delta 9 THC to comply with the law. Unfortunately, states weighed in on the federal government's decision and some decided to outlaw Delta 8 THC. You cannot buy any of the Delta 8 products if you live in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Vermont, or Utah. You cannot buy any Delta 8 products. It's also not allowed for persons under the age of 21. And can you order Delta 8 carts online? If you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, yes, you may buy carts online. And you check out the brands on the internet from this same article by Popular Science, popsci.com. If you pick the right brand, your Delta 8 cartridge will only smell delicious. Most make their Delta 8 odorless and add in terpenes to give you a wonderful aromatic experience. Is Delta 8 safe to smoke? Delta 8 itself can be safe to smoke, but you must be wary of how it's sourced and what other ingredients are used as well. So, what are the benefits of Delta 8? According to National Cancer Institute, Delta 8 THC can prevent nausea, reduce anxiety, increase appetite, and soothe pain. Also, if getting high is your thing, Delta 8 has half the potency of Delta 9 THC, so you can reap the benefits of a hemp-derived substance with less of a chance of experiencing paranoia or any other negative aspect of regular Delta 9. Please keep in mind that Delta 8 products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disorders or diseases.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please.
To start your show now, press 1.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Thank you. Next on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky, from the YOFile.com, will Wyoming voters override politicians to legalize marijuana? Written by Nick Reynolds. Long ago, then a senior at Kremer High School, medical marijuana. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I was just reading too much like a yearbook. Okay, next from SpectrumLocalNews.com, from Charter Communications, Cousinovia, New York votes to disallow sale of marijuana in the village. The village of Cousinovia voted 4-0 Thursday night to pass a local law to not allow the sale of cannabis in the village, according to Mayor Kurt Wheeler. Recently, Lowville voted unanimously to opt out of its town allowing the sale of marijuana. The decision could go to voters in Cousinovia and in the town of Lowville if anyone files a permissive referendum. Cousinovia Village residents have 30 days to file a petition. Meanwhile, Lowville residents have 45 days to gather signatures required to file it to go on the ballot for residents to vote to opt in or out. Their 45-day clock started June 17th. Municipalities have until December 31st, 2021, to opt out of allowing cannabis sales. Cities, towns, and villages can opt out of allowing adult-use cannabis retail dispensaries or on-site consumption licenses from locating within their jurisdictions. Municipalities cannot opt out of adult-use legalization of cannabis. If a municipality does not opt out by December 31st, they will not be able to opt out later. Next on Smoke News Radio, with your host, Jason Marotsky. From Reuters.com, we have Mexico president floats referendum option on recreational marijuana after court says to legalize. By Raul Cortez, Mexico City. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Tuesday he will respect a court ruling telling the government and lawmakers to legalize recreational marijuana use for now, but open the door to convening a public referendum on the issue. The Supreme Court ruling on Monday brings Mexico closer to creating one of the world's largest legal cannabis markets and pressures the Mexican Senate to approve the sweeping legalization bill that has been stalled there since the lower house of Congress approved it in March. López Obrador speaks, "Of course, we're going to respect what the court has decided, and we're going to evaluate. We're going to see what effects it has." And he said at a regular news conference in response to a question about the Supreme Court's decision. However, López Obrador acknowledged there are two views on the legal weed issue, including in his cabinet, and said his government was evaluating the best path forward. Quoted, "If we see that it's not working to address the serious problem of drug addiction, that it's not working to stop violence, then we would act," the president said, suggesting he could send a new bill to Congress or push for a public referendum. President López Obrador has in the past used referendums to decide thorny policy issues on Tuesday, he again laid out argument for such participative democracy in the context of the cannabis debate. His comments were not decisive, however, and he did not explicitly say he was leaning towards such a solution. The court ruling removes obstacles of the health ministry to authorize activities related to consuming cannabis for recreational purposes, and was the final step in a drawing out legal battle to declare unconstitutional a prohibition on non-medical or scientific use of marijuana and its main ingredient, THC. President Lopez Obrador said he will instruct health regulator COFEPRIS to comply with the ruling to authorize activities related to the cultivation, transformation, sale, research, and export or import of marijuana into Mexico. Nice. Next on Smoke News Radio, your host Jason Brodsky from thecourant.com. Connecticut state and local police prepare to enforce new law on legal weed on July 1st. Smelling marijuana is no longer justification for searching a motor vehicle, written by Christopher Keating. For years, Connecticut police chiefs and officers have fought strongly against legalizing recreational marijuana, saying they have no reliable test to prove that a motorist has been driving under the influence of the drug. Now police are scrambling to review the complicated legislation and enforce the new law that takes effect Thursday with the start of the new fiscal year. An international bulletin that has been sent to chiefs, training officers, resident troopers, and others warn officers that the odor of cannabis or burnt pot shall not constitute, in part or in whole, probable cause or reasonable suspicion, and shall not be used as a basis to support any stop or search of a vehicle. The bulletin says any evidence collected improperly, quote, shall not be admissible in evidence in any trial, hearing, or other proceeding in a court of the state. Connecticut Public Safety Commissioner James Ravella, the state's top crime fighter, admits that state police are still digesting 300 pages of regulations in a complex and highly detailed law that goes live Thursday. Not everything is going to go right. Something is going to go boom in the night, and we'll address it. Quotes Rovella in an interview, "We expect bumps in the road. That's only logical." At the same time, Ravella said that officers will rely on their experience in the field along with roll call updates on the nuances of the new law. The comprehensive 10-page bulletin that was released by the State Police Officer Standards and Training Council is important so that all officers will be operating under the same standards, he said. Local police are concerned that they could potentially be flooded with calls about the nuances of where and when residents are allowed to smoke marijuana. The new law contains multiple details about changes in the Clean Air Act, including various exceptions. A nonpartisan legislative research report says smoking pot will be permitted in the same way as cigarettes at certain outdoor areas or establishments serving alcohol and public housing projects, among others. While many users prefer edibles, acquiring their high through chocolate, cookies, or gummy bears, old-school pot consumers still light up. In general, marijuana smokers must abide by the same laws as cigarette smokers. Governor Ned Lamont says he is not overwhelmingly concerned about getting used to the new law, saying that police in Massachusetts have been dealing with the issue for years. Quote, look, we're surrounded by states that have marijuana. We've learned a lot from their experience. Massachusetts has been doing this for 2 or 3 years now. Lamont added that police are ready to deal with a historic day Thursday when recreational pot becomes legal, just like other states. It's not like a totally new game they're dealing with, Lamont said. They're ready. But House Republican leader Vincent Candola, an opponent of the measure, said the police and prosecutors have not had enough time to understand the new law. Next, I'm going to jump a few paragraphs there, guys. Just keep it rolling tonight. From KXII.com on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Millions of dollars of pot confiscated from illegal trafficking ring in Johnson County, Coleman, Oklahoma. Johnston County deputies say they recovered anywhere between $30 to $60 million of marijuana Thursday from a facility they say was operating illegally. Deputies told Action News 12 it started as a traffic stop in Wapapanaka, where they confiscated close to $83,000 and some marijuana. The investigation then led deputies to a warehouse on State Highway 48, just south of the Coleman. When they got to the property, they found millions of dollars in illegal marijuana. County Sheriff Gary Dodd quotes, this is a large industrial grow. We're looking at close to 20,000 plants. That's several hundred thousand dollars worth of product. Then if you add the vehicles found on the property and the property itself, all this, it proceeds of an illegal drug operation. Johnston County deputies called in agents from the Oklahoma State Bureau of Narcotics when they realized just how big the pot bust was. Over a dozen people arrested in the first how of the raid, and authorities expect more arrests to come. This place was operating illegally, They do not have a license to grow or distribute medical marijuana, Sheriff Dodge said. We have found that they do have a license through the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. However, through our investigation, it appears they obtained that license through fraudulent means. Sheriff Dodd said because each suspect was of Chinese descent, he believes this ring could be part of an international drug trafficking. This preliminary investigation showed some of the workers are in the country illegally. This marijuana is going to the black market, more than likely being trafficked out of the state onto the black market or the black market here in Oklahoma, quotes Dodd. He says not only were they illegally growing and distributing, they were also not following safe farming practices. Herbicides and pesticides just thrown into dumps where water is pooled so animals could drink it, or if it rains, it could go into the stream. So we've got some major environmental concerns going on here too. Sheriff Dodd says the case is still under investigation and believes there are at least two more suspects involved in this illegal drug trafficking sting. Wow. All right, Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Let's keep this rolling here. Medical marijuana in North Carolina bill gets a hearing in the state Senate by Charles Duncan. The North Carolina General Assembly is considering a bill to legalize medical marijuana in the state. Senate Bill 711, North Carolina Compassionate Care Act, would create a network of dispensaries to provide medical marijuana for people with debilitating medical conditions like cancer, epilepsy, and multiple sclerosis. The purpose of this act is to carefully regulate the use of medical cannabis as a treatment for debilitating diseases, says longtime Republican Senator Bill Rabun, a leader sponsor of the bill. He spoke during a hearing at the North Carolina Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. The state Senate held a hearing Wednesday on a bill that could legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina. Quoting, 36 states already have laws allowing medical marijuana. The bill would restrict medical pot sales to people with debilitating conditions like cancer, epilepsy, and multiple sclerosis. The marijuana will be legal just to the north in Virginia starting on July 1st. The eastern band of Cherokee Indians in the western North Carolina recently voted to legalize medical marijuana on tribal land, the first legal weed in the state. To some people, it is a contentious issue. To some, it is not, Rabban says. I happen to be the one that it is not. Rabban told the committee about his own cancer diagnosis. There's nothing less compassionate on this earth than to watch a person on this earth suffer when there's something that can ameliorate, or at least, the suffering. He says, not going to say that they will live a day longer, but I can say this, they, every day they're alive, they live better. It is time to bring this forward. Several veterans spoke during the hearing about how medical marijuana had helped them overcome combat injuries and PTSD after their return from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Quoted, "I've seen both sides of cannabis while working in law enforcement and as a sufferer of chronic pain and PTSD due to injuries sustained in service to my country and my community," says Joss Bidex, a retired police officer and combat veteran, told the committee. Quoted, "I'm not a special interest," he said. Bidex said at one time, Veterans Affairs prescribed him 23 different medications. What is in the bill? The recreational sale of marijuana will still remain illegal in the states. The bill would establish a new medical advisory board and a commission on marijuana production in North Carolina. Both would be part of the Department of Health and Human Services. The bill allows 10 licenses statewide to be issued for suppliers, and those suppliers can each only operate 4 medical marijuana dispensaries. Quote, "If you have a license, you are required to essentially manage the seed to sale," says Senator Michael Lee, a new Hanover County Republican and a sponsor of the bill. Quoted, "The idea behind having 10, the idea behind having one licensee being responsible for a seed to sale is really tightly regulate an area that states have done widely different things in. The dispensaries cannot have big signage like they do in other states. The bill dictates what dispensaries can look like and what packaging can look like. The products have to be designated, marketed, and packaged in a manner that is appropriate to the medicinal product. It cannot resemble a commercially sold candy or other type that typically marketed to children. Doctors would have to be certified to give marijuana prescriptions, and patients have several hoops to jump through before they can get medicinal pot. These conditions include cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, and multiple sclerosis. The bill still has a long way to go, including getting through 4 different committees in the North Carolina Senate. The hearing in the Judiciary Committee was just a first step. The committee heard from the public senators, got to ask questions about the proposal, but the bill would still have to come for a vote. All right. Smoke News Radio. Your host, Jason Brodsky. Next, we have from JDSupra.com. New York legalizes adult use cannabis, but not likely to issue licenses until 2022. near Governor Andrew Cuomo on March 31st, 2021, signed the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act, MRTA, into law, legalizing adult use cannabis in the state and establishing a regulatory framework to govern what likely will be one of the nation's largest cannabis markets. Upon enactment, the MRTA immediately decriminalized the use, purchase, and possession of up to 3 ounces of cannabis and up to 24 grams of concentrate by adults 21 and older. It also established a general framework for the licensing and taxation of adult use cannabis businesses and tasked 2 new regulatory bodies, the Office of Cannabis Management, governed by the yet-to-be-formed Cannabis Control Board, with developing and implementing a comprehensive regulatory regime for the licensure, cultivation, production, distribution, and taxation of all cannabis-related businesses in the state, i.e. adult-use cannabis, medical cannabis, as well as cannabinoid hemp, while existing medical cannabis and cannabinoid hemp companies may continue to do business under the state's existing pre-MRTA rules. Adult use cannabis businesses will not be able to operate lawfully until they are licensed by the OCMCBB. The overview of the licensing types, requirements, and restrictions. All right. Let's get this one going here. Okay. The MRTA directs the CCB to prioritize applications by applicants who are from communities disproportionately impacted by cannabis enforcement, or who qualify as a minority or woman-owned business, distressed farmers, or service-disabled veterans, social and economic equity applicants. Specific eligibility criteria will be determined by the CCB. Social and economic equity applicants will enjoy several benefits, including fee waivers or reductions, access to low interest or interest-free loans, and no-cost counseling services like small businesses, coaching, and financial planning. The state plans to issue 50% of licenses to minority or woman-owned businesses, distressed farmers, or service-disabled veterans. The MRTA also prohibits the sale or transfer of a social equity license for 3 years after initial licensure, unless the license is sold or transferred to another entity that qualifies for a social equity license and the transfer is approved by the CCB. the law also reforms criminal penalties for cannabis-related violations and authorizes automatic expungement or resentencing of convictions for activity decriminalized by MRTA. The adult-use license types, the cultivar, the processor, the distributor, the retailer, on-site consumption, micro-business, the delivery, the nursery, and registered organization, adult-use cultivation, processor, distributor, retail, dispensary license. Oh, they just cut the pie in a million pieces. It's so beautiful. Thank you guys so much. Smoke News Radio. You're really, really beautiful people. I can't really see you on the radio, but I can feel your good energies out there. And we'll get you some more news coming very shortly as we go through every single thing about what it takes to be the retailer, what it takes to be the distributor, the processor. You know, I need a license to cultivate and then process. Like, you need like 5-6 licenses just to grow a plant right here. Like, you can't like do the whole, like, I'm gonna grow a plant, but I can't like pull it off and cut it into pieces. Like, what do you mean I can't cut my plant into pieces? I can grow it and not cut it into pieces. Like, that doesn't make sense. So it's just like they've cut these laws into so many pieces. And if it's really great, you know, be stoked in a sense that, you know, it's just like, hey, some sex is better than no sex, right? Is that how it goes with marijuana? People are like, well, let them tax us and make it so we can't grow our own and our buddies all go to jail. But hey, we'll legally be able to smoke individually. So please enjoy the night. Have a beautiful time out there. Be safe. Most dangerous thing about marijuana is finding it in the police. Have a beautiful night. Thank you for listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Take it away, Jack Johnson with the news.
A billion people die. Not so many cried at the terrible sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make believe. You can't believe everything you see. So, baby, close your eyes to the lullaby on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright?
90 seconds.
The music behind the news tonight. Well, Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight. On the news tonight.
60 seconds.
Tones on the news tonight. And Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eye. Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullaby on the news.
seconds,